this. The reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 to 26. This is on page 1083 in the Church Bibles, Blue Bibles. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be with you, will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." This is the Gospel of Jesus.
Okay, David's going to come and speak to us now. Just pray for him before he does that. So, Lord, I just thank you so much for David, for the words that you've already put on his heart, for the way he's been listening to you, for what you want to bring to us this morning. And I pray that we would be open to hearing those words now, Lord, that you would speak into each and every one of us, our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning, all. It's nearly good afternoon. I think you'll be relieved to hear I'm going to turn this into a thought, if that's all right. But keep your Bibles open if you want to. It's been a real joy to be here this morning, and it's been this sort of roller coaster of experience, hasn't it? And my highlight is seeing Joss and your face, seeing Rebecca being baptised. And we just praise God for you, Joss, and Roger, and all that you're doing. And such a joy to see you here loving and celebrating Rebecca's baptism. So that's my highlight. And then also we've been through this time, haven't we, just now, of praying. And we're reminded as we pray of some huge challenges that are going on in our world and in the community here at New Hope. And it's reminded me that life is full of testing times, isn't it? I don't need to tell you that. And I find that actually, it seems in my life, as soon as I overcome one huge challenge, the next one comes along. And it doesn't matter if it's work or family or health or money, whatever it may be, there's always some big challenge, and often they sort of collide at once. And sometimes actually when we go through these really difficult times, we can end up feeling isolated and alone. And this was basically what was going on here for these disciples. They had been walking with Jesus, they'd been learning from him, and they'd been inspired by him. And Jesus had been saying, just before that reading that we heard, that he was going to leave them. And they're thinking, what are we going to do? How are we going to fulfill this mission that you've given us, Jesus, when you're now off? And so they're feeling isolated and alone. And it's as a result of this, if you look in chapter 14, at the beginning of that chapter, in verse 1, Jesus says these words. And I'm sure these words are for some of us here today as much as they were for the disciples when he said, do not let your hearts be troubled. And some of you need to hear that today. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And troubled hearts is a pretty good summary, isn't it, of what some of us are going through, whether it's stress or you're going through a difficult time in a relationship. Maybe it's depression. I mean, 1 in 4 people in this nation will go through a time of depression in their lives. Maybe it's grief, whatever it may be. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Hear those words of Jesus today. And as I was reading them, I was reminded of one of my lowest points, I think, in my life, sort of probably overall, was 14 years ago. My father and then my grandmother died very close to one another. And they were the two people who'd shown me any love in my life. And my whole world was just rocked when these two died. And a friend of mine just drew alongside me. And he didn't really do very much, but he was there. He listened to me. Outwardly, nothing changed, but it was just that sense of him being with me that made all the difference. And some of you know what that looks like in your lives. And Catherine was just reminding us, and I think this is sort of actually what God wants to say to us today. The greatest promise of all in Scripture is God is with you. God is with you. By his Holy Spirit, he is with you. And the whole of Scripture cries that out. It's God's desire, his longing, his invitation to draw close to you and for you to draw close to him in relationship. And the problem is, from the very beginning, we've kind of, like Adam and Eve, we try and hide from God. There's this sort of sinful part within us that just wants to go it alone. But then we've also got that other tension, haven't we, where we're just crying out for intimacy and relationship. And actually, even though we try and fill this void in different ways in our lives, there's only one real answer, and that is to draw near to God, our Creator, and to receive his Spirit, which he has sent to be with us. So Jesus, speaking to the disciples in this place of loneliness and fear, says this, verse 16, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to help you and to be with you, the Spirit of Truth. And so we get to see in this passage of Scripture who the Holy Spirit is. And I just very briefly want to look at two translations of this word that you'll see in your Bibles is the word counselor, to help us understand who is the Spirit and what is his role in your life right now. And the first is this, that the Holy Spirit is your comforter. The Holy Spirit is your comforter. I'm in awe of the RNLI. I just love their work, you know, saving lives and this army of volunteers. And there's a story of one man, John, who was in Northern Ireland, and he got the call on his phone. He leapt across his desk, rushed down to the lifeboat station to meet his colleagues. And they were called out to help save a lady in her 60s called Geraldine. And Geraldine had fallen off a sea wall in her hometown in Northern Ireland onto the beach. And she fell on this hard, rocky seabed, and the tide was coming in. And when the RNLI team arrived, they were really worried about her back, that she'd broken it. And so they took an hour to carefully lift her onto a stretcher to then take her onto the RNLI boat to a jetty to get her to an ambulance. And she was in agony. She was screaming throughout. But a few months later, when she was able to walk with help, she went back to this RNLI station and she went to thank the team for basically saving her life. But she said in the midst of the darkness of that hour, that horrible hour that she went through, she remembered one thing. And that was this man, John, who just stood with her, held her hand and gave her words of comfort. And it was that that got her through this really dark patch. And one of the translations of this word, counselor, that you read here in the Scripture is comforter. The Holy Spirit is your comforter. He's your helper. He's the one who draws alongside you. And we read, the Spirit is sent to help us, verse 16. The Holy Spirit will be with you forever. He will never leave you. And he's the very presence of Jesus in you and in me. The Spirit is Jesus Christ with us. And we've got nothing to fear. And Christy spoke a bit about that. If you're here and you're thinking the Holy Spirit is some strange force that's going to take over your life and make you do weird things, he won't. God loves you. He's shown his love most through Jesus Christ on the cross. And the love of God is sown into your heart, our hearts, by the Holy Spirit. And he will only draw alongside you and comfort you and give you counsel if you ask him. He will not force himself upon you. The Holy Spirit comes to set you free from those things that you're carrying in your life that are a burden to you and that you're struggling with. So just invite the Spirit to come into your heart today to bring you comfort, to draw alongside you when you're going through difficult times. And then finally, and very briefly, the Spirit is our advocate. I started a new job last week working as a part-time chaplain for Launchpad, which some of you know is this organisation in town that's helping the homeless. And they were explaining that their work is, and this was their words, to stand alongside men and women who are homeless, to be their advocates, to speak up for them, to encourage them to, when they go to the council, to defend their case. They are advocates for the homeless. And the role of the Holy Spirit in your life is to be your advocate, to stand with you as you go out into your communities now, as you go to work tomorrow, to reflect Jesus through you, to give Jesus the glory, and to shine him into the lives of everyone who you meet. And the most awesome thing of all is that actually Christ chooses you to do his work, to continue his work here on earth. And the way that he equips us to do that is through the Holy Spirit, our advocate. And so we read in verses 21 to 24, the Spirit helps us to be obedient, because to love Jesus is to be obedient to him. Now, I find it hard sometimes to be obedient to Jesus. Just because I'm a vicar doesn't mean I find this a breeze. And for all of us, there's ways we speak, things we do, there might be addictions, habits. We need to ask for the Holy Spirit to come and help us. And the Spirit also teaches us all things, reminds us of everything Jesus has said. And Catherine's just shown that as an example. You know, we're praying, Lord, what is it you're wanting to say to us by your Spirit? And the Spirit stirs in our hearts and our minds those things that Christ has said and done in order that we can be built up and that we can build one another up. So the Spirit helps us to continue the work of Jesus. And even though you and I will continue to feel troubled, even though we go through difficult times in our lives, even though we try and reflect the glory of Christ to a greater or lesser extent, what we read in this passage is that God will give you by his Spirit his shalom, his peace. And that peace comes as we enter into a relationship with Christ. And that peace grows as we surrender ourselves to Christ. And I just want to finish with this. In Psalm 91, God, we read this, God will be with you in trouble. God will be with you in trouble. You know that God doesn't promise that we will have a trouble-free life, but he does promise that he'll rescue you, that he'll strengthen you, and he promises that his Spirit is with you. God is with you. Jesus is with you. Whatever you're going through in your life. So why don't we just take a moment now before we worship again, and should we just invite the Spirit to come and draw alongside us, each one of us? So let's just be still now. Bring ourselves before God. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, our Comforter, to come and draw alongside us now. And I just encourage you in the silence of your heart to ask the Spirit to fill you now, to comfort you in those areas of your life where you're struggling. We're praying, Lord, for rivers of living water to come and flow through us today. That in the midst of the challenge of life, Lord, we thank you, your promise that you will dwell with us, you will be with us forever, that is fulfilled through your Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit of God, fill us now. And we pray, Lord, for your equipping as well. Help us to be more like you, Lord. Lord, we surrender ourselves to you today. We give you our lives. We give you this church, this community, our town. Come and have your way, Lord. Spirit of God, we pray for healing and wholeness today. And just as the worship band lead us, why don't we just sing this next song as a prayer, as an invitation for Christ's Spirit to come and dwell with us, to fill us. So you can stand, you can sit, you can kneel, you can lie down, whatever you want to do. But this is your time to invite the Spirit of God to come and minister to you. You might want to come and get some prayer. Some of the prayer team can come out and pray with you. You might want to be still, you might want to stand and sing, but this is your time to draw near to God.